All right, let's do this. Welcome, full room, that's cool. I'm Benjamin, and we're here to talk about Zephyr, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I guess. A few words about myself, and a few disclaimers, I guess. So, yeah, my name is Benjamin. I'm a developer advocate for the Zephyr project, so I should be telling you about why it's awesome. Except that I also know that there are some limitations, so let's talk about them. A few disclaimers or like a caveat. I'm not necessarily like an embedded developer by training. I guess some would say I'm a full stack developer. I certainly can get my way around Zephyr. I've learned a lot ever since I joined, and I can feel some of the pain points. So let's talk about them. Zephyr, actually. Question, because that the answer to that question might actually change the way I will make this particular presentation. How many of you in the room are actually using Zephyr? That's a lot. Okay, so the idea of this talk is that I know already what are some of the pain points that you guys are experiencing, or at least I think I know, and I want to try and go through some of them really quick, and hopefully we will have time for more of your own like genuine questions and feedback at the end. So I might not have to remind you what Zephyr is, but yeah, open source, turning 10 years old next year, lots of like really, really active community. We just passed 100,000 commits sometime during 2024, thousands of contributors, tons of new contributors every week, like literally tens of new contributors every week. And it's an RTOS, or is it? Like, I mean, at least on paper, it's called Zephyr RTOS. So surely it should be, it is a real-time operating system. In fact, over time, it's grown, right? Like, I guess you could say there's Zephyr, the RTOS, and there's Zephyr, the project, which is a lot more. Like Zephyr, when you take Zephyr, it's for, among other things, for giving you some hardware abstraction, maybe too much, some would say, but it's that, certainly, like making you completely independent of the underlying hardware, whether it's, we're talking like architecture, whether we're talking SOCs, whether we're talking sensors, like all that is abstracted out. It's effectively a framework. It's much more than just a real-time kernel. It's a framework that provides you with, we have a state machine framework. We have integrations with LVGL for you to build GUIs. We have obviously all the connectivity stacks. So that's not maybe what people would call an RTOS. When they think RTOS, they think, oh yeah, free RTOS, scheduler, like really low-level stuff, only a few C files that I'm going to use to support my low-level task programming. Yeah, Zephyr is more than that. Today you learned, if you didn't know that,